Okay, today's daf is daf kuf tet zayin, and we're holding in almost at the end of the second bava kama, 2 weeks of the omer tav shin samach tet. We're in the 10th parak agozul ma'achil, and we're on kuf tes vav amid beis, and we are up to the closing lines about takala itself. It's the second word on the last line, the takalat matanoi. Let me just remind you. Where is it we're up to? Yesterday, because of the fact that we were trying to figure out how to understand the situation that was raised in the Mishnah, in which you have something that appears to be Hefker Gomer, and yet it turns out that it isn't Hefker Gomer, and we ended up saying, well, there's a case where you could be Matzala Yedei Adchak, or cases where something is indeed leaking out, but it's not in a state that's Anush. We talked about the case of the Akal Beit Abad Karuchalea. So it's not that the barrel is being supported by some weak material that could hold it together, or where if you wanted to, you could fight off a gayas. Okay, we had a number of cases like this. In order to deal, to get to that case of Akal Beit Abad, we had a fascinating situation which contrasted a case where you had 10 barrels of tevel, and it was tameh, and one of them had this situation where there was either gilui or nishbara. And we said that these things are considered to be possible to be matzel ayidei adchak, giloi, because you can put it through a filter, which is a lot of tircha, nishbra, because it was akal beit abad. And the question over here is whether you have a right to give such a thing to a kohen. So the Mishnah said to take one of your tevel tameh and to make it trumas meiser, because you're taking from the tameh ala tameh, and we said, and it's referring to demai, where everybody is made, even Rabbi Nechemiah is made that by demai you can be mavush min ha-tameh ala tameh. And indeed we knew it was going like Rabbi Nechemiah, because Rabbi Nechemiah was the shita that told us that it's possible to be matzil by filtering out the poison of a nachash, in which case the gilui was also ayadei atchak. It just takes a lot of tircha to put it to the besanen. Fine. The brayta was mechalik between shemen and yai. So where you're talking about a case where there's going to be serious losses for the kohen, so over there you're not supposed to do this. If there's not going to be serious losses anyway, because what's the big deal? What's he going to lose? So there we said that there already were not so makbid. You can use it because even though it's leaking out and some, what's he really going to be able to do with it anyway? So the Gemara wanted to know what would be the nafkamina. By the way, I didn't mention yesterday, well, what would be wrong with shemen? I mean, the shemen in his galah, you know, we're not drinking it, we're burning it. I mean, the reason that over there it's considered to be something which involves a problem of hefset for the kohen is because you can't really use, you have to be very careful not to touch it because it can penetrate the skin. It's like to use a fuel which is poisonous is obviously a hefset. I mean, so that's Tosef talks out. All right, but we said, what's the nafkamina? I mean, lamaisa, wine, could be always used for room spray, in which case there's just as much value to the kayin, and the difference between now, if it's going to be lost or not, is major, because we turned out yesterday that room spray is even worth more than actual drinking the wine. So why isn't that a loss, just like shemen, if it's leaking out? So the Gemara said yesterday, took for granted, that if we're talking about a case where it's grape juice now, not wine, and it will require time in order for us to turn it into a proper room spray, ziluf, we're chayish because someone may come to drink it. Somebody may come to drink it, they'll be nichshal in truma tameya. So mamela, we don't allow you to use it in that case for ziluf. Masha'in came, the shaman, which could be talking about that you put it into a klei ma'us. A klei ma'us, nobody's going to drink it, and doesn't damage its use as a fuel. Whereas for a room spray, we're very makbid, it has to be high quality wine. If we put it in a kli mos, it's going to destroy the taste, the smell of the wine in this case. So b'meila, we were stuck with this distinction, that in one case, we have to be chayish b'nei hatakala, therefore it's not going to be usable anyway. But in shemen, we have nothing to be chayish b'nei hatakala. So today the Gemara says, v'takala, it's matanoi, you should know, that lamaisa, the issue of a chashash takala, is really a machlokes tanoi. The Tanya, chavicho yayin shel truma shenitmit. You have over here a barrel of truma tameya. So Beit Shammai says that if it's wine, so then tishafech hakol, you have to pour the whole thing out. Ubeit Hillel, omrim te'aseh ziluf. So you see that according to Beit Hillel, we're not chayish for takala. And according to Beit Shammai, we are. Which, of course, is very problematic, because, I mean, we're saying Tanoi, it's very odd that all of a sudden we're bringing that the Braita that we were discussing yesterday should be going on, leave it to Beit Shammai. L'maisa, some of the Balik Taisvis hold that. That's true. We are coming out that it's going on, leave it to Beit Shammai. But others understand the issue over here is that there are different levels of takala. If you're talking about grape juice that has to be turned now into wine, that's a longer term chashash takala. If you're talking about having something in a spray can that you're going to be using up now for ziluf, that's short term takala. That already we understood that is something that's a whole different issue. So over here in Achinami, Beisil says short-term takala is not a problem. But he may say, oh, it would have been made in the previous case. And when we're talking about a real takala atzma, we're talking about a takala atzma, which is not the case we were referring to. Long-term takala, short-term takala. Okay, it's a little bit difficult because, I mean, the very word atzma is a problem. Takala atzma seems to be referring to the case you just said. We were referring to takala. You should know that very takala is the posh, is what the word atzma means. Which is why the Rechinami, the Taisus Rit, says that it's really the whole thing. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, getting back now to the Machlok, it's Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. Tainan Rabbi Yishmael, Aniach Riyah. Look, the din is that you go according to a Das Machriyah, which is something that takes into consideration both sides of the issue. It comes out in the middle now. So I want to be Machriyah. If we're talking about Bebayit, so then you have an ability to use it right away. If you're talking about Bebayit, Das Eziluf, use it right away. But if it was basadeh, then you had a problem, because by the time that you're able to bring it into the house to use as a room spray, somebody may, I mean, he doesn't see it being used as a spray, so he'll already drink from it over there. You have to have a serious chashash, and there we should be makbar al takala. But it's a basadeh, it's yishafek hakol. Or others say, what was his das machriya? Then if you're talking about yayin yashan, we don't have the chashash now of the waiting until it becomes alcoholic, so then das ziluf is right away. But if it's yayin chadash, which you need to wait until it comes into its own to be used for a spray, so then tishafei chakob. Amru lo, so they said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that's not called machriya. Because einach rosh lishit machra'at, you can't bring up an issue that was not discussed by the opinions until now, and call that a hachra'ah. There was a bishlema, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel themselves had discussed this point. It was said, bein babayit, bein besadet, tishafech hakol. Or bein babayit, bein besadet, asezilof. And you came along and you said, well, no, actually, you take into consideration the difference between those factors, then that would be a hachra'ah. But you can't bring up a new issue. I mean, that what maybe wasn't even playing a role in the determination of the halacha initially, Yashan, Yechadash, Bayit, Sada, and claim that that's Akra'ah. You have your own opinion. But you certainly don't have Akra'ah between the Shitas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Okay, continues the Mishnah to say that if he tells the guy, look, I'm gonna throw out my wine, are you gonna pay me? And I'll be Matzu Yudvash, you'll pay me? The guy says, yeah, I'll pay you. So in that case, the bishop says he has to pay. Says, well, why does he have to pay him? I mean, all they did was make a verbal agreement. So amar. The guy could say, b'shatereni b'cha. Where do you see that this is meant to be taken seriously? You know, I was playing around. You want to do it? Isn't there eight? I mean, but we have a case like that. Milotanya. Harishaya boreach mibeit asurin. A guy is running away from the posse. And he comes now to a boat. And he tells the guy, listen, you got to get me out of here. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you triple, four times. Just go. And they go. So itama aboret lefanam. And he tells him, told dinner, can take the whole dinner of avireni. Then he takes to the other side. The posse is sitting over there screaming and yelling. And he's running away. So the guy says, give me my dinner. He says, get out of here. Why would I give you a dinner? Don't run away from the posse. What, you take me seriously? I'll pay you for a normal ticket. So in lo el scharo, all he can do is pay. He can demand the schar, but not anything else, any of the losses. Almo amalim shatani b'cha. So you see, you can tell the guy, look, you know, people are forced to say things in desperate situations. Hachanami amalim shatani b'cha. What are we bound? I told you something. I told you. No, says the Gemara, that's not a question because aladami el seifa. You're telling me half of a story. Read on in the Braita. What does it say to say for the Braita? That if Imam Allah told Dinar Zebischarcha, Vahavireini, if he tells him, take this dinner and take me across, Then noten lo scharo mishalem, he has to pay him whatever they agreed on. I mean, what is the difference? It's the same case, no? Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Omri Rami bar Choma, the first case was talking about a ma'boret. It was a ferry boat. The Yid's willing to pay more than there's this guy has a scheduled departure at such and such a time. So he says, I'll pay you five times as much. You know, never says whether Yona actually paid. I mean, he says, I'll pay the whole thing, but I don't know, maybe Tanya B'Shatani Bach afterwards. But anyway, I mean, it's interesting because we're getting into on the same page. We're getting into a story of a boat that was attacked by a cyclone. They had to dump the stuff overboard. So in any event, in this case, he can't say, but he can say if it was a ferry boat, I was playing games. The second case is clearly talking about a fishing boat where the guy says, he said, Saya, Ashaleda Giminaya. And he says, look, if I take you over to the other side, I'm going to be losing an hour's worth of fishing. An hour's worth of fishing. We're not talking about Richie's fishing. We're talking about real fishing. So an hour's worth of fishing, you're going to be mafsid me, kavri bezuza. So in that case, where lamais, you're causing a guy directly, he's telling you I'm going to be mafsid. But you're going to say, mishatani bach. I mean, in such a case, he's asking you a serious question. You can't say, you know, we're just playing games here. So here, where you're going to lose, now your yayin, obviously, what does he say? Mishatani bach. Shataf na'ar chamoro, v'chamor chaveiro. Next case, where the Mishnah was, you have two guys who lose their chamorim in a raging river. Shelo yafe maneh, shel chavero yafe matai. So he wants to allow his chamor to be washed away, and he wants to make a deal with that. He'll save the other guy's chamor, but this guy's chamor, at least he should give him back the 100 that he's losing, so at least this way. He saved Yiddish a goat, so to speak. But it's not fair that he should lose it all. The guy agrees. If he makes it tonight, the guy agrees he has to pay him. But if not, he says, thank you very much for being a fry. I'll give you your schar. Now, why do we have two cases? One in which he pours out his wine, and one in which he allows his chamor to be taken away by the same din, no? Says the Gemara, no, terrific. We need both cases, because he ashmina kamaita. So I would only know the case of the wine. I would say, okay. Over there, if you make a condition, the condition is taken very seriously. Because you're telling a guy, look, I'm asking you, should I throw my wine out and be mafsid my wine? Guy is being gorim and nezik be a dying. So in such a case, mishum di a dying kapasid, he's going to throw out his own for you. So over there, we say we take the condition very seriously, and we understand that it was absolutely a commitment to pay him. In a case where over here, anyway, it's being, I'm not telling you anything. You're asking me, should I save mine? Yeah, sure, save mine. I didn't cause you to go and be mopped to be a diet. So maybe in that case, yeah, it's the safer. There I could say, Achu de bistoma emo. So in that case, where you didn't make it tonight at all, so that ain't lo elascharo. But that's only because it was Bishum de Mamel. But in the first case where the guy is asking you without a condition, he's not saying, and you'll pay me. So if there would be a day, maybe even without a condition, I feel a bit stomach, you like to make kula. Since it's so serious and you asked, should I throw it out? Well, I have to make a condition, and you'll pay. Obviously, if I told you, sure, go throw out your wine, I must mean that I'm going to pay you, no? So therefore, too, I need to know, in both cases, it's the same. Minastam, you're just, thank you very much. And if it's a condition, so then Erachidami, in both cases, even the lesser one, you cannot taina mishatani b'chas. Boy minir of kana mirav. How about if it was Yorad Latzil, he goes and he saves the other guy's chamor, but meanwhile his chamor ends up being saved as well. And he manages to crawl out of the raging river, and Allah shalom e'ilav, mahu. So what's the din in such a case? But do we say that the tenai was, look, if I'm going to leave my chamor to drown, is that, it's okay by you, you'll pay me. So I did that. So now you say, but your chamor didn't drown. A miracle happened, and I was zayicha my chamor min hafker. I mean, what does that have to do with you? Or do we say that it was only with that type of understanding? This is how Rashi understands the question. The Ravid understands that the question is, if his chamor is saved, can the other guy go and be zayicha his chamor? Because you'll say, listen, the fact that it was saved, I mean, that's min hafker. I'm paying you for saving my chamor, but I took your chamor too. Why not? If the river would have washed it away and I would have been able to save your chamor, you couldn't. That was yirush bialim. It's complete hefker. So I should be able to be zeichet. So now the Gemara wants to now bring a raya from a beautiful case. Rav answered Rav Kahana. I'll tell you. Omar Lehi, Mishamayim Rachimu Allah. Min HaShamayim, they were merachim on him to get him back his chamor. So Mimele, you still have to pay. Ali ben Rashi. Going to derive it, the other guy cannot be zeicha in the chamor. Okay, let's see what happens. Ki other Rav Safra is a maisa. Rav Safra was in a caravan. Havikaz b'sheyarta. They're going through the wilderness in a caravan. And Lavina Ahu Arye. So they had a livui of a lion, which is very nice. A lion used to walk along with the caravan. And when there's a lion around the caravan at night, it's very unlikely that any of the natives are going to be creeping up or trying to steal anything. So the lion kept them good and safe from muggers and locals and other animals. So nothing came around. But, I mean, you have to pay a lion who does a job like that also. So called Lila, Koshana Lechamra, the Chadbinayu. So every night, everyone took a turn. And each night, one guy would send out his chamor to the lion as his char. The lion would eat the chamor. Kimat Azimid Rav Safra comes along Rav Safra's night. Okay, so Rav Safra sends out his chamor to the lion. Shada lechamra, and the chamor wasn't eaten. Velo achle. So Rav Safra, who figured that he could get his chamor back, he wakes up early in the morning. Called him Rav Safra, and he was there, back in his chamor. So now, I mean, at this point, according to Rashi, the issue is that he was really Zeicha, and they can't tie it to him. Okay, but, you know, tomorrow night you'll have to do it again. And it was, apparently they all understood that he had a right to be Zeicha in it, and then that's it. He doesn't owe anybody anything. So it's Mishamayim Kazakhima. Same thing over here was like making the condition. According to the Ravid, the next piece is fundamental to the Ravid. Omele Rav Achmi Nifti Ravina. So Rav Achmi Nifti asked Ravina, why did Rav Safra to get up in the early morning to be Zeicha before anybody else? Which according to the Ravid was the whole issue. Does anybody have the right to be Zeicha to the lion? Or to the chamor in this case? Or not? That was good for the question. So since over here that issue was good for raised, so he says, what do you have to get up in the morning? I mean, after all, it's true. He was mafkered, but adaita de arya mafkered. He was only mafkered for the use of a lion. I mean, it wasn't mafkered for everybody. Adaita de kulayama, if the lion's not going to eat it, clearly it's a mecha, so is the afkered. Never would have been mafkered stop. So adaita de kulayama lo afkered. To which Ravina said, enachinami, Rav Safra really la locha didn't have to. But the Rav, the Milto Dava, he knew there would be some Chachomim over there would start arguing with him, and they would try to get it first, and would say, we'll be Zeichem in Afkar. So he wanted to avoid the problem. So you see, says the Rav, that's good for the point. So you see that such a case is not considered to be Mamish Hefker. So it's sufficient that he was Mekayim Nitznai. Nitznai was, look, I'm not going to go after my Chamor. I'm going to take my chances with my chamor, and I'm going to go for your chamor. So that means hefka gomor it isn't, but I'm taking my chances. But for taking my chances, that's the job that I'm. You're making a deal with me that I'm. It's a very big chance I'm going to lose it all. So that would be sufficient here too. Omar lei boy mine rav mi rebbe. Rav asked Rebbe, but in the other direction. Suppose the guy makes a deal, and he goes ahead. And he jumps into the water, and he's doing his best to save the other guy's chamor. And he doesn't end up saving the other guy's chamor. So now both chamors are gone. So now what? Can he still demand that, look, I was mafka my chamor, that was the deal, and you got to pay me, even though I was a matzah. Maho. Omar lo, oh, v'zor she'la. This is a Rashi always learns, v'zor she'la. There are others who learn, this is a question, v'zor she'la. It's a v'zor she'la elsewhere, not here. It doesn't give a parashah. That is a serious problem. I'll tell you my achra in this case is that ein lo ela sicharo. What he does is he gets the minimal sachar for somebody who does that kind of job. He doesn't get the price of the chamor. Eisvei asocherat hapoel lahavi kruv v'durmaskini. So he is now there is a chola. And somebody desperately needs for a chola in his home, in its kruv or prushim, and he pays him, he's willing to pay him a tremendous amount of money, go, it's the middle of the night, whatever it is, I need you, much more than would be the normal schar to bring kruv and dormaskin for a chola. The guy goes and he does it, but he brings it back, and it's too late. Olach mitzoshemet. He finds by the time he gets home, the chola either is dead or he's already well. So the crisis has been resolved without the kruv and the dormaskit. Nonetheless, note lo scharo mishalem. He pays him scharo mishalem. Mishalem means whatever the agreement was, even if it's more than scharo. Why isn't it the same as this case? You were supposed to save the chamor. You didn't save the chamor over. You were supposed to save the chola. You didn't save the chola. Oh my leg, but I said to Rabbi, what's the comparison? He wasn't what he's going to save the choleh. The deal was he's going to bring the medicine. You can't guarantee you're going to save the choleh anyway. So me dami hatam avidle shliach shlichute. The agreement was I'm going to bring you kruv or dermaskin, and I did. What it is you do with it is not my problem. In this case, the agreement was I'm going to save your chamor. So acha lo avid shliach shlichute. Which case? All you have is scharo, but not scharo mishalim. Tana Rabban, Shayara Shaita Malachat B'Midbar, V'yano Amada Leha Gayaz L'Torfa, V'chashvim L'fi Mamon, V'ein V'chashvim L'fi Nefashot. So where a caravan is attacked now by robbers, the robbers are not interested in taking people's lives. They're interested in taking people's money. And therefore, if they make a deal, and they say, okay, so, look, you know, either we're shooting our arrows at the thing and burning the whole thing up, or we make a deal, you give us, well, we figure you can afford $100,000 for saving your Shayara, or the new Somali pirates. The new Somali pirates. It's a very, very modern issue over here. It wouldn't have been 5 years ago, but since we've degenerated back in the dark ages with our latest political leadership and so on. So now we have to worry about these Gemaras. You see, things are... Won't be too long until it'll be literally Shoshanah Gachasapara, you know, that's where we'll be back to. So the question is, how do we split it up? In that case, you split it up according to how much money is being transported. We prorate it, not by person, but we prorate it by what it is that's being saved from the pirates. So if one guy has $1 million, and another guy has $10 million, the guy who has $10 million pays 10 parts more than the guy with $1 million for the price of the redemption from the pirates. But if you need to hire a tour guide, where's Barnea when you need him? Richie, you're going to have to serve tonight. You're halfway there, so between his retirement.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're only tired, not retired.
Very good. He's retired again.
Again, as usual. He's always retired. No, but then in order to be that peerish, you have to get to a time where you're no longer tired and you're retired. But he's always tired. Anyway, so if you have to hire a tour guide, I mean, actually a tayar over here is a tracker who's going to get you through the desert. So you're going through the desert over there, it doesn't matter how much money you have because death is no respecter of money. Over there it's a question of nefashos. And therefore everybody is going to have to pay lefi nefashos. So how likely for him? You need a tayar to go in front of you to show you how to get out of the desert. Obviously, b'chash brav finish of nefashot. But lemaisa, lo yishanu mimin haga chamarim. Whatever the deal is normally, which you pay when you go into a caravan, and that's the understanding, it's like a Tanai Shabbat moment. And there, whatever normal understanding of a contract of a caravan is, that's what you pay. If Lamaisa, the normal understanding is that you would go give according to moment, so then you're not going to be Mishana. Whatever they do normally, if it's moment, if it's a fush, it's for an attack of pirates, whatever it is. Now, the truth is that Rishaina Chamarim Lahatnot, you can even have a fascinating situation where a normal contract for a caravan includes replacement by the other members of the caravan of missing animals. And there's a reason for this. There's a joint sense of responsibility in a caravan. And that joint responsibility means that anybody who isn't personally involved in possible loss is not going to do a proper job of being involved in the Shmirat night and so on. But everybody has to take their turn. So suppose they make a deal that, look, we're all accepting the responsibility. If something happens to your chamor, we're going to all replace it. So we all provide insurance for the other. So that means it works in both directions, as we'll see. So they can make a tzai. But, I mean, in that case, bukusya, somebody does something stupid and he's negligent. So then, if the guy says, you know what, you Tenuli, you just give me the cash. I don't want the... I'll still do my share. I don't want another chamor. I'd rather have the cash. Ain shomim lo. Of course. I mean, pshita. I understand. Why in the world would we listen to you to give you cash? The whole idea was is that we want everybody involved. So of course we want to give you cash. That wasn't the understanding in the first place. Pshita. No, in case of here's the tricha, the guy has other chamorim. So itlo chamra achrina. So he says, look, anyway I'm involved. So what are you going to replace the chamor for me? What do you have to replace the chamor? Anyway, I was going to sell the chamor. So give me the cash for the chamor. So over there, ma'adatema hakamintarlay. Lamaisi is going to have to participate to give the shmirah. He's going to take a night of shmirah and do a decent job because he's watching his own. Kamashmalan shining the tirut and achad me, tirut and the train. There's a difference between the sense of responsibility you have to make sure that one of your chamorim is not taken and have to. And therefore, you cannot ask for anything but the way in which it's normally understood to be mutual. Tan Rabban, Svina Shaita Malachet B'yam. So you're going now together with a convoy. Omar Alea Nakshol Litova. And now you have a cyclone. Nakshol is a whirlpool. It could either mean a whirlpool in the yam, with the yam itself. There's places where the current will drag down boats in a whirlpool like or you have storms, a sahara, because every sahara is a whirlpool of air, basically. If you see the whole sense of the sahara, so I call that also a nechshol. And what they do is, they have to throw overboard. Hikilui masah, they have to throw some of the mit'an overboard. So it goes according to tonnage, does not go according to value. So let's say as one guy has 100 tons of gold, he's carrying, another guy has 100 tons of zinc, he's carrying. If they're throwing out half his stuff, they'll throw out half his gold and half his zinc. Because right now we're trying to say, doesn't matter what it is that your things are worth. I mean, we're throwing it overboard. So in that case, it goes according to the tonnage. But if there's a clear-cut understanding at the time of entering a convoy or becoming a member on a boat of what the deal is, then whatever it would be. If you have also Rishaina Sapanim Lahat Not. If you're going in a convoy, you can make a deal. Shakal Misha Avdalo Svina Yamido Svina Acheret. Yamidulo Svina Acheret. They should get together just like the Chamor and give you another boat. Avdalo Bekusya, in that case, if you're negligent, say in Maminim. Shalom Bekusya Maminim. The E Piresh Labakom Shaina Svinot Ochim. If Lamaisa, you were going down a river and you went in a place where normally a boat will be careful not to go because of the current, raging current. So then, ain mamidin. Obviously, I mean, you just said that. If it was bakusya, you don't do it, right? So pshita. No, the point of here is like, lo tzricha. The benisin mark kechad ashla, or betishrei mark kechrei ashla. So remember, they used to make a measurement with a rope with knots. You know? So normally, they would measure so many knots from the, not as the speed, but as distance. Became the knots, how much rope will play out. We measure the speed of boats in knots. But over here, what we do is, we have a norm for the different level of water. So in order to make certain you don't run aground, you would keep, let's say, one knot distance when you've got a little bit of water during the time in which the waters have already gone down. So in Nisan, you're marking one ashla. In Tishrei, where you've one ashla from the shore, from the shallows. But Tishrei marcheke trei ashrei, because in Tishrei already the runoff water from the snows is finished. As we know, unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of the melt-off season. Right? We're soon going to be watching the Kinneret going down instead of going up. Baruch Hashem is still going up a little every day. Very sad. Could use more snow. Yeah. So, and this guy, we don't have much water, and things are dry, so you have to go to ashrei. Wherever you have the melting snow, right? Wherever there's melting snow, it's all over. The rivers become swollen. So what he did, ka'aso biyume, the Nisan, lamakam tishrei. So he figured, okay, what's the big deal? I will be marchik. What I would be, I want to be, machmir. So So I'll get further away, and I'll follow to Ashle, even beyond the Nisan. The problem is that in Yom HaNisan, when you're marking too far, you get into a very quick current, which you normally don't have to worry about in Yom HaTisha. So you cannot say that the place where he is abnormal. He's simply doing the tray Ashle. So Mao the Teba, Dafshi, Nakat Vasil. I mean, so you might think over here, this guy, I mean, he's following norms, and it should be okay. Gamash Malan, that not knowing the difference in the Nisa and Tishrei is also considered to be a Pshia, and he still demands for replacement. Tana Rabbana, Shayara Shaitama Alechet Bamidbar. If you have a caravan going through a desert, the Ovad guy is Vitarfa, and so you have now an attack of pirates. They take the stuff, and one guy comes and he's Matzil. He gets it back. So the deal is, Hitzil Le'emtza. He gives it back, meaning everybody takes what they have. So they split it, meaning that each one can take what is his. But if before he goes and he says, look, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to save this, I'm going to keep it all. Zima mara ni atzil atzmi. So then he atzil atzmo. See, well, this is a very strange situation. I mean, who cares what he says? Echidah. Meinti yokla atzil. I feel the same in Amilens. Lamaisa, if everybody else could be Matzio, so what's he, who cares? He says, I'm doing this for myself. That's too bad for you. So then why can't it be Lamaisa even if he says so? Idolo Yochalatio. If Lamaisa, nobody else would have been able to be Matzio. So then that means essentially it's Efker. So now feel Ration Ami Latzmo. What does he have to say? I'm being Matzio Latzmi. He was Matzio, but Efker. It's like Shutafanah. He was able to be Matzil, so then he can keep it. Why should he give everybody back what's theirs? Omar Rami Bar Chama, we're talking about over here that everyone was a shutaf. The norm is that a shutaf acts in benefit of the partnership. Unless, of course, he dissolves the partnership. If the partnership is dissolved, there's no longer any union of shutafut. So therefore, Kegon Zeh Shutaf Cholek Shalom Ledat Chaveiro. Where we are in a situation like this, where you're in extremists, the other guy is not doing anything, you have a right to be mavato, a partnership, on your own das, without the other guy's agreement, because everything is now status to be lost. So if, therefore, he goes ahead and he's chaylik the shutfis, so if he's Omar, and he's saying, look, I want you to know, I am not acting in your benefit. You guys are sitting around there doing nothing. Forget it. The partnership is hereby dissolved. So then Erchinami, then he can keep it. If he doesn't say anything, then the norm is a shutaf acts in benefit of a partnership. It's not considered to be a case that we would say shutfa nohar. And therefore, lo amar lo polik. If he didn't say anything, then that means he's acting in benefit of the partnership. Rava amar. Rava said, come on to partnership. We could be talking about the poalim. We're talking about over here, they had hired people to take care of these kind of things. And there's a poel there. And it's going a little bit of Rav. Remember that Rav says that a poel yochol lechazer b'afilu b'chatzi yom. A poel can dissolve his commitment to work in the middle of a job. This is gzeres hakosav, basically. But b'chi hadarbe, lemaisa. So therefore the situation is like this. So kama de lo hadarbe, if the guy acts, then he's acting as the poel. And as a poel, he gives everybody what it is that belongs to them. That's his job. So therefore, it remains in Rishus to the Balabayat because he's acting for the Balabayat. But where he says, listen, forget about it, I've resigned. And now he's going and he's taking it and keep it for himself. Because the truth is, ki hodarbe. It's time achrino. It's not because Lemaisa, he wasn't acting in benefit of the Rishus of the Balabayat the whole time. He was. The only reason he can be Harabe is not because he isn't really theirs. He's theirs. But since it says, we darshan it from, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim la'avadim. And if a man, once he accepts a job, cannot change his mind, he becomes a slave. And that's the way most people look at jobs, right? Slavery. So here you have a situation where while you're committed, you're entirely committed. To the point where if you wouldn't be able to undo it, you'd be a slave. That's the Pella. So your work, while you're working, is the same as slavery, in the sense that it's completely for the Balabayit. The fact that you can get up and say, I change my mind, is because the ability to change your mind is what makes it non-slavery. But until you've changed your mind, you are there for the Balabayit. In that case, if you don't say anything, then by definition, you were matzo. You're matzo for him, just as if the Evan had been matzo. It wouldn't have been able to be Zaycha. If you're mevatel, it's a time achrina. You're mevatel because the Torah gives you your life. So that means it's the option that makes you free. It's a pella. Even when you don't exercise the option, you're free because you have the option, right? The option for liberty provides you freedom.
If someone has to hear this aiding or anything when he says that I quit?
Well, I mean, in practical terms, how do we know? But it's not like Hefker where you have to have three people and that's nothing like that. Ravashi says it's very simple. We've been going through the whole sugya as the nafkamina between Ayyadei Adchak, which I consider to be the same as Shitafa Nahar. So it's talking about over here that really yacholat al yedei atchak. So if the guy doesn't say anything, so good, so you let him act to your benefit. But if he gets up and says, listen here, you lazy bone chickens, either you're going to come out with me and we're going to get this, or I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it myself, but I'm not giving you anything. So in that case, if you don't respond, so then it's galei daite. If he was begalei dat, so then that means that they're said. Okay, so then it's a la'atzmi. Lo galei daite, that is insisting everybody be involved and the other people are miyayish. So then if he isn't doing that, so then enechinami. So then it's liyamtza. So it's the very fact that the guy has challenged you. He's made this statement. And nobody gets up and says, what are you, crazy? Forget it. Get out of here. I'll do it. What do you mean it's la'atzmi? I'm not letting you act. But if somebody says, I'm telling you right now, you sit back there, you're giving it away. He's showing that he's really miyayish from the thing because he doesn't do anything for himself. But without the statement, we don't say that the stam allowing somebody else to act for you means that it's a yush on your part.